In the scriptures, there is reference how by investing certain subtle material mantras, one can create magnificent palaces or unimaginable things. Just like Kardama Muni, he creates an aerial mansion by utilizing his ability to chant. Srila Prabhupada says, of course, the chanting of a mantra should not be utilized for such purposes, material purposes. But it shows that by chanting a material mantra, one can create such things. Same way, I was reading this morning about Srila Prabhupada in one of his Bhagavatam lectures. He says, in North India somewhere, there was some big palatial bungalow, some Mathur Ganja or some place. It was an office where suddenly there was a snake which was actually repeatedly killing many people at different times. And at one point of time, they arranged for some snake charmer to come and capture the snake. So some medical students who were attending to the dead people who were dying because of the snake bite, they were not able to relieve them of the poison. So many more than a dozen people died. But when the snake charmer took the snake with him, those medical students became very inspired. They wanted to know how this person controls the snake. They wanted to know. So they went to approach him and asked him, what is this mantra you generally put to remove the poison? They wanted to know from him. So he just opened the box and immediately hundreds of snakes came out. And all the medical students started running hither and thither. They started crying, became afraid. And he told them, no, none of these snakes will bite you, don't worry. And then he told them, don't think I'm telling you this because they don't have a teeth. Then he opened the mouth of the snakes and showed that they were all having teeth. He said, still they will not bite you because I have put a mantra. Then he said. So Prabhupada explains how by putting a mantra, a snake can be kept under control, and by chanting another mantra, the snake poison can be removed from one who is bitten by a snake. In the same way, there are many material mantras which have a very inconceivable potency, and they have different types of effects on an individual when they are chanted. Modern man with his speculative research is unable to find out what is the secret behind this kind of chanting some mantras to relieve poison. In fact, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his famous song. Yeneshi aushadhi maya nashi varo lagi harinama maha mantra lavo tumi magi. Here he is saying Lord Chaitanya has brought this great medicine of the holy names of Krishna. And this is for curing the material madness. Our minds and senses are so much oscillating and allured by the Maya's forces. They are almost like a man haunted by a ghost. Like a man haunted by a ghost speaks sometimes crazy things, foolish things. And he behaves in foolish ways. Similarly, because our minds and senses are so much captivated by Maya's forces, people are behaving madly in this world. But he says, this is the medicine to cure that malady, to cure that disease, this kind of chanting of the holy names. There are even great yogis who, by dint of their pranayam, asana and pratyahar, they control their senses. But their control of the senses is just like an animal kept under captivation. Anytime the animal may hit the master with his paw and run away from there. So they don't have complete control of the senses. But one who chants the holy names of Krishna, it is said, just as the snakes are controlled by the snake charmer using a mantra, the mind and senses of a devotee can be very easily calmed down by the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. The practical proof is how Haridas Thakur, by chanting the holy names of Krishna, he kept his mind and control under senses, but he could even influence the mind and senses of a prostitute whose profession is so lowly. He made her cry for the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So that is actually the great power of the chanting of the holy name. In fact, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, it is that it eradicates all the sinful reactions by dissolving the sins. It counteracts the sinful tendency and it uproots the ignorance. And in this way, not only calms the mind and senses, but it makes the mind and senses become materially inert and spiritually alert, and makes the mind and senses dance according to the tunes of Krishna's holy names. So, how wonderful it is, the holy names of Krishna, not only they save us from the maya illusion, but also they again revive our Krishna consciousness. That's very, very, very amazing. In fact, generally it is said in Bhagavatam that the verse says, the yogis, when they control their mind and senses, their tapobal increases. But there is a problem connected to that. Because one of the 11 rudras, he resides in the heart of a tapasvi, and thereby he increases the anger in the heart of the yogi, just like you find Durvasamani. The more they do tapasya and control their mind and senses, they are able to control the mind and senses, but it manifests in another way as anger, because Lord Rudra resides in the heart of the mystics and those who are controlling their mind and senses. Whereas when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, it makes the devotee's heart more and more feminine. More and more, you will see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's behavior towards devotees. You find how a devotee realizes his nature as Prakriti, not as Purusha, not as a master but as a servant. So the devotee's heart becomes more and more softened rather than becoming hardened like the mystic yogi or jnani, who by the control of mind and senses they render their own hearts very hard. So in this way, chanting of the holy names of Krishna brings out the innate qualities of the soul. So if somebody says, I am chanting Hare Krishna, but my heart is going on, diverting me, to so many material desires, and my mind is not controlled, my senses are not controlled, and I am again and again crazy after Maya, that means they are not chanting properly. Anybody who is chanting properly has to see that the material desires are coming under control, the mind is becoming not only calm, materially calm, but spiritually jubilant. And the senses should become completely calm and very peacefully engaged in Krishna's service. Just like Rupa Goswami sang in this famous poem, Tunde Tandavani Ratimbutanute Tundavali Labdaye Karna Krodha Kadambini Gatayate Karna Arpide Vyaspraham Cheta Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarve Indriyanam Krutim Nojane Janitaki Yadbiramritaihi Krishneti Varanadvayi. He said, all my when the holy name enters my ears and enters my heart, quote out of my heart, all my senses become practically numb and they are sold out to Krishna. And I have no more control over my senses, he says, in the positive sense. I don't have control over my senses, which means Krishna has taken over my senses. Krishna has captured my senses. And my senses are helplessly running after Krishna instead of running after Maya. In our conditioned stage, we see senses are running after Maya helplessly. But in a purified stage, senses run after Krishna. And a devotee says, I have no control over them. Krishna has captured. So this is the power of the holy name. So if anyone has a desire to control the mind and senses, they better pay a keen attention to the hearing of the holy names of Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki.